The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
you. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. As we continue to read from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we're reminded today by the way Jesus says these things, you know, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you," that Jesus is establishing himself as the person to compare ourselves to, the person who sets the standards for us. He's ushering a new way of life, a new kingdom, a kingdom not based on evil and violence and revenge, but based on love, generosity, forgiveness, kindness. Jesus is not telling us we shouldn't fight back. He's telling us what kind of weapons we should use to fight back. Instead of violence, instead of hatred, instead of revenge, he calls us to fight back with our love, with our generosity, with our kindness, with our forgiveness. That's how he wants us to fight back. And to remind us that as he had to suffer, we should expect that we have to suffer too. It's not about avoiding our suffering, but to remain faithful to the truth, even if that brings us suffering. And St. Paul makes that clear in our first reading. Remember all the things he had to suffer, going from town to town, proclaiming the good news, being thrown in prison or kicked out of town, or other injustices being done to him. But he never stopped. He never fought back. He remained faithful to the truth. And not just St. Paul, but look at all the Christians for the first 3 centuries. They never fought back with violence. They never lived by an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But what made people's hearts open up to the message of the good news is the love, the kindness, the generosity that they showed. If we wonder sometimes, well, this is not going to work, well, look at history. It did work. And when the church, the community of the disciples, did respond by the ways of the world, that's when things did not work for the church and for the kingdom of God. That's where, you know, people could not see our witness, see how are we different than anyone else. So these words are challenging words, but we have to trust that they can be lived if we trust in Jesus, if we ask the Holy Spirit to help us in these moments, to remain faithful to the truth and fight back with the weapons that Jesus gave us.